And here we have those wild and woolly activists, Brian Gradley and Suzanne Anderson, speaking out.
Good evening. This is Suzanne Anderson.
And Pokey Anderson.
You're not Pokey Anderson. You're Poker Anderson.
I wish.
We are speaking out tonight for lesbian and gay voices. A gay rights group is calling for a one-week boycott of Florida orange juice after the Florida Citrus Commission hired conservative commentator Rush Limbaugh as the product's pitchman. Frankly, I don't think 1 week is enough, and I have tried the Texan orange juice, and it's incredible. I like it. I hope I don't know whether I'm paying more for it or not. It doesn't really matter under the circumstances.
I'll park behind your Lexus. You can afford it.
Right. I'll remember that. Their boycott is March 12th to the 19th, and it's a result, as I said, of them hiring Rush Limbaugh. And if you remember, back in 1980, the Citrus Commission took off Anita Bryant because of the boycott. So when we scream and yell, sometimes it works.
Oh, certainly does, but I'm too young to remember all of that. No, actually, I was 15 years old and met Anita Bryant at the airport in Memphis and said, "Go home, honey. We don't want you here, nor your tacky juice." And she was very frightened. That was probably my first civil rights thing.
Well, the wonderful thing is that wasn't the last time, though, that you talked to her.
No, it wasn't, as a matter of fact. But we won't talk about that.
Well, you got on, I think it was at AP or UPI that put your picture throwing her autograph book, unautographed probably, back in her face.
It was autographed.
At her
I paid
signing.
For it. Yeah, it was wonderful. We gave her some California fruit that time. We should have given her some Texas. Well, we gave her Texas fruit and California in a way.
She deserved it, Brian.
Oh, gosh, there's lots of stuff in the news this week. The gay and lesbian Don't Ask, Don't Tell, Don't Think, Don't Walk, Don't Breathe ban started on the 2nd, so I'm sure we'll see all the soldiers walking a different way from now on, whatever that may mean. I know this is not really a gay and lesbian thing, but I found this in the newspaper, and it just tickled me to death. There seems to be a woman in Anchorage, Alaska, that has been charged with felony assault for allegedly biting through her boyfriend's penis after she found out that he was cheating on her. So I think Lorena Bobbitt has, like, started a movement. You know, there's Bobbitt Qs and weenie tosses all over the town, the country for fundraisers and stuff, and the woman just can't be stopped.
It's just addressing the actual problem. That's the way I see it.
Well, yeah. Keep forgetting we're on the air.
In local news, U.S. Representative Craig Washington on Tuesday called on his challenger, Sheila Jackson Lee, to disavow what he termed as homophobic remarks made by a minister endorsing her in the 18th Congressional District here. Among several reasons that Williams listed for backing the councilman are Washington's decisions to support a white member of the gay community against a brother, Al Calloway. The letter also slams Washington for his effort to equate gay rights with civil rights. Washington said that Lee should disavow the statements. Well, obviously, what came as no surprise to most of us, Lee doesn't have the backbone to disavow any statements. One of the problems that I have with Lee is the fact that she is a fence rider. She will come and have lunch with us or dinner and talk to our groups and all, but she ain't going to stand up and make any noise. Her response was, "I've already done so by suggesting," those are harsh words, aren't they,
mm-hmm,
"who I am, and I just want to leave it at that."
Well, she doesn't seem to grasp the fact that we're the one with the major part of the problem, not her. She said that she wouldn't stoop to calling on the black ministers group to apologize, or she wouldn't stoop to removing herself from the issue. But folks need to know, she filed her candidacy, which I'm glad she did. She has the right to do that, and immediately turned around and stood by the black ministers as they said it. She had an opportunity right then and there to say no, and she didn't. She's a fence setter, like you said. It's very important. Craig Washington is only one of three of our United States congressmen out of 435 that have a 100% voting record. We fight for our own personal lives all the time. I don't care how many kids Craig Washington has by how many women. I don't care what his personal finances are. I do care, though, that he has a 100% voting record, and folks have got to get out and vote Tuesday, March the 8th, if they live in the 18th Congressional District, for Craig Washington. And there's some statewide races that we seem to be ignoring. We have two races, Renee Haas on the Texas State Supreme Court. It's critically important. That's where our issues are going to be solved. Poppy Northcutt for the State Court of Criminal Appeals. Those are two very good women that, like Sherry Darbone said this week, people that don't know these women are criminally misinformed. So, you know, maybe there's not enough time for education, but just go to the ballot box on the 2nd and make sure you vote for Poppy Northcutt, Renee Haas, Craig Washington, among the other people that are endorsed by the HGLPC and otherwise.
And please note that that's Brian and Suzanne's personal endorsements, okay? Not the opinion necessarily of KPFT.
We just hope it's the world's opinion, or at least the city, so that's the way that we'll vote.
Does that mean I'm going to have to take those big signs down out from the radio antenna now?
Well, look at that. Did you see Roseanne this week? The kiss happened. Enough of us wrote and called and made enough noise, and it was a wonderful kiss. Brian asked me if I watched it, and I said not once, but three times.
Well, tell me.
Just roll it back.
I didn't see it. Did the kiss make a lot of noise?
Oh, it was just superb. It was, what a sexy lady. Not necessarily Roseanne, but anyway, it was a very sensuous moment, the two of them together.
Okay. All righty.
Liberal Austin is poised to become the next national battleground over homosexual rights, insurance benefits for domestic partners, and just what defines a spouse. Conservative groups Tuesday said that they have 20,000 signatures on petitions to force a May 7th referendum on last fall's city council decision to extend insurance benefits to live-in partners of city employees. About 100 employees have signed up for the benefits. They're saying that the Austin Domestic Partners policy is morally wrong.
Well, I thought we had separation of church and state, and maybe in Texas we don't know that yet, but it does seem to be in Florida now. They're getting hold of things. I believe it was yesterday the Florida Supreme Court ruled that all the anti-gay ballots that they have on November's ballot were unconstitutional. They found problems with the way the legal brief was written, and they said that it would confuse voters. But more importantly, they issued a judicial opinion that said that the lack of discrimination ordinances protecting gays and lesbians would be a basic fundamental violation of Floridians' rights. So other states will perhaps have to take their courage from Colorado's state Supreme Court, Florida Supreme Court, and even Hawaii with the issue of marriage. I understand this week in Hawaii, some Christian fundamentalist groups have been meeting with some various folks and saying that, you know, if y'all allow same-sex marriages in the state of Hawaii, tourism will bottom out, jobs will go, and, you know, the beaches of Waikiki will just be, you know, white and pristine and deserted again. Well, I've lived in Hawaii twice. Nothing tickles them little blue-haired old ladies who are the backbone of the tourism industry than to stop by the queer bars and have a Mai Tai with them pretty little cute boys, you know. So get over it, folks.
And on a national level, more than half the members of the House have pledged not to discriminate against homosexuals in filling jobs in their congressional offices. The Human Rights Campaign Fund said 225 of the 435 House members signed anti-bias pledges, which were returned to the group.
As much as we want to, like, not agree with what President Clinton has done with the gays in the military and things, various cabinet members, Henry Cisneros being the first, the FBI, the CIA, now more than half of the U.S. congressmen, have instituted protection within their bureaus or their offices. So we're getting there, step by step, and we've just got to keep electing the right folks.
It's going to happen, because we're going to keep sitting here.
But I'm going to be too damn old to care at that rate. But another thing is critically important, and this may send a little bit of a mixed message to folks who have listened to me speak about AZT before, but the NIH this week halted a study that they were doing on pregnant women who are HIV positive. Half the women, let's say, were taking placebo, and the other half were actually taking the AZT. At this rate, about 20 to 30% of the women who give birth, their babies go on to have their own damaged immune system and HIV positive. Well, early indications show that women that take AZT at the early stages of their pregnancy in a low dose go on to give birth to babies who are not positive. So they stopped the study in the middle of it, said it would be an inhumane and discompassionate thing to allow it to be continued, and they're now giving it to everyone. So once again, it's critically important to look at the issue that women do not express their diseases the same way that men do, and women don't go to the doctors. But here's one more piece of evidence. May not help the woman live longer, but she'll produce a healthy child, and that in turn will probably be a lot less stressful on her, and she'll live longer too. So women, get to the doctor.
hopefully soon we'll segue out of that position that women no longer have AIDS. They just die of AIDS.
Yeah, speaking of AIDS, March the 25th and 26th at the Ramada Hotel Astrodome, the 6th annual Houston Conference on AIDS in America is going to be held. A lot of folks like to go to this one as opposed to the international ones because this one doesn't cost anything. It's right here in town. It's a lot more relaxed and not harried and busy. But now the time is for it again. And if you want to make reservations or have more information, you can dial 965-0566. That's the 25th and 26th of March at the Ramada Hotel Astrodome. And the next day's my birthday, and we'll have a big party there.
We'll be there.
Bring gifts. Let's not forget this. This just blew me away. There's a study been done in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, that on an average, every 4 days, a homosexual is killed in Brazil. And they broke the numbers down and said 71% of those murdered were male homosexuals, 6% were lesbians, and the other 23% were transvestites. So, you know, we do live in a place that's better than others. It's not to say that we need to accept what it is we put up with, but it's unbelievable. Amnesty International, I'm glad, is listening now. They've finally added gays and lesbians to their list of folks who are politically persecuted. I think a killing a queer one every 4 days is reason to look at your political structure.
You've been listening this evening to Suzanne Anderson
and Brian Bradley
speaking out for lesbian and gay voices.
Well, thank you very much.